USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel voted late last week against recommending COVID vaccine boosters to most Americans. The panel did suggest that people 65 and older and those who are at high risk for serious COVID should receive a third dose of the Pfizer shot. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells CBS News that he believes that recommendation will be expanded in the coming weeks.
You know, we have to see how this plays out over the coming weeks because the data changes every day. I do think it was very significant that the FDA Advisory Committee voted unanimously in favor of offering boosters to people 65 and over and to others who have high-risk exposures like healthcare professionals. So we're starting down that path. They weren't convinced yet that the data required this for younger individuals who aren't at high risk, but I think some of the data we're seeing coming in, especially from Israel, tells me that it's likely that they will get to that point.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
There have been calls for resignations in the wake of the admission from the Defense Department that a drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 innocent people was a mistake. Former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says that General McKenzie did the right thing in apologizing for the strike. He tells ABC News that there should be accountability for that mistaken strike.
Absolutely, I think there should. This was obviously an incredibly complex, fast-moving situation. We'd lost those 13 military members a couple days before that. There was clear intelligence that were additional strikes were on the way. So it was in that environment in which this strike actually took place.
And the 16th and 17th named storms of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season have formed. Tropical Storm Peter is about 350 miles to the east of the northern Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. Forecasters say it's expected to pass well north of those islands on Monday or Tuesday. And Tropical Storm Rose has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean. Neither storm is currently projected to impact the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo
lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Maricopa County, Arizona has come to a deal with the state over a controversial elections audit. Wendy King has the story.
The Arizona Senate has struck a deal with the board of the state's most populous county after months of jousting over a controversial review of the 2020 election results. The problem stems from the Republican-led Senate's review of Maricopa County's 2020 election results. The Senate initiated an audit in July, and the results are expected September 24th. While the county handed over election ballots, voting machines, and other information, it refused Senate subpoenas for its routers, saying there was a security risk. Then Arizona Attorney General Mark Benovich gave the county until September 27th to comply with the Senate subpoenas. Under the new agreement, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors won't be required to hand over the county routers and other sensitive materials to the Senate's contractor, Cyber Ninjas. But a third party will be reviewing them. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And late games in the NFL Sunday saw the Cardinals clip the Vikings 34-33. Kyler Murray with 400 yards and four touchdowns in the win. Tom Brady threw for five scores in the Bucs' 48-25 dismantling of the Falcons. The Cowboys escaped the Chargers 20-17 on a Greg Zuerlein 56-yard field goal as time expired. And Derrick Henry found the end zone three times as the Titans beat the Seahawks in overtime 33-30. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.